clunky numbers.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. Happy Friday from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us this morning. The government today figuring out how or whether to proceed with cash for clunkers. That's the money for your gas guzzler program that just got started and now seems to have run out of road. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman joins us live right now to talk about it. Good morning, Mitchell.
Good morning, Steve.
So Congress put $1 billion into this program. What happened?
Well, initially, Congress put up enough money to pay for about 250,000 trade-ins. The rebate's $3,500 or $4,500, depending on how much better gas mileage your new car gets. The good news is that people really love these rebates, too many, perhaps, because the $1 billion that Congress appropriated looks like it may already be spoken for just in the first week of the program. The money hasn't gone out the door yet. Dealerships are just now sending in their paperwork.
So why is this working out so well, Mitchell? Auto sales have been in the dumps this year, right?
Well, there's apparently a lot of pent-up demand. Once consumers realized they could get cash back up front and lower their gas bills, they got off the sidelines. Maybe it's this new frugalista ethic that we're hearing about. Auto dealers definitely helped. They had big ad campaigns and promotions, stuff like sticking a big boxy old gas guzzler in a dumpster at the side of the road. That sure gets your attention.
Oh, yeah. And does this mean no more cash for clunkers?
Well, the administration is saying that all the rebate deals that are in the pipeline already will be honored. Some members of Congress are now pressing to get a few billion more pumped into the program. There's talk of using some of the TARP money. That's from the financial bailout. Members of Congress probably don't want to see this program peter out after just a week. You know, it's stimulus spending that doesn't benefit bankers and brokers. Instead, it's helping regular people and struggling auto dealers.
All right. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman joining us this morning. Mitchell, thanks.
Thank you.
We do appreciate it. In about half an hour, the government releases its second quarter gross domestic product. President Obama is not expecting miracles.
I suspect that the GDP numbers will still show that the economy contracted in the second quarter, that job loss is still a huge problem.
If the economy did indeed shrink for the quarter, that would be the first time since World War II that there's been four straight quarters of GDP contraction. Wall Street, of course, will be all ears. Stock futures are higher just ahead of that GDP report. Again, coming out in about half an hour. The S&P 500 yesterday added more than 1%. The Dow and NASDAQ just under 1%. In Asia, shares were mostly higher today, and European markets pretty much flat right now. We've known for some time that Madonna's all spiritual. Now she's going all editorial. Today, she has a column running in an Israeli newspaper talking about how she changed when she discovered Jewish mysticism. By the way, her Sticky and Sweet tour is coming to Israel in a few weeks. True transformation? Who knows? Great timing? You bet.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SaveAndInvest.org, helping military service members and families manage their money with confidence. Online at SaveAndInvest.org.
President Obama said he wanted a health care reform bill before Congress took its summer break. Well, it's recess time, but still no bill. What will a five-week timeout on Capitol Hill mean for health care reform? Here's Marketplace's Dan Gretsch.
President Obama managed to bring on board a lot of drug makers and hospitals, but it was members of his own party that took health care reform off the fast track. Fiscally conservative House Democrats, the so-called Blue Dogs, persuaded the Obama administration to postpone a vote until September.
They've decided to go back and take the pulse of the electorate before they come back and take what, for many, will be a quite difficult vote.
That's Henry Aaron with the Brookings Institution. In the coming weeks, critics will argue the reforms under consideration are too expensive and pave the way for socialized medicine. The Obama administration will counter in ads and town hall meetings that it's far more costly to do nothing. Aaron says the debate could swing either way.
One day it looks like the administration is in terrible trouble. The next day it sounds like a deal is on the verge of being struck. The jury is out as to which side is going to prevail in this fight.
Come September, the Blue Dogs will have their day, at least in terms of being a critical swing vote. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Of course, being highly overweight is definitely a healthcare issue, and a new study released by the CDC and other agencies says more than a quarter of all Americans are obese. That's a big problem for the healthcare system, but some businesses see it as opportunity. From Long Beach, California, Rico Galliano reports.
It's a typical Friday night at a Long Beach nightclub. DJs spin sexy R&B, guys try to be cool, and lots of the ladies are dressed to expose maximum flesh. But at this club, there's a little more flesh than usual.
Guys like bigger girls here, and they think we're hot, and it's nice.
That's Darcy, a regular here at Club Bounce. It's the brainchild of promoter Lisa Marie Garbo.
Club Bounce is a nightclub for plus-size people and those who desire us.
Plus size. That's how Garbo describes herself and the overweight clientele who flock to this, the only weekly club night of its kind in the area. She says she gets around 1,000 folks a weekend at $15 a pop, and she says that's just the tip of the iceberg.
There is a great market for plus-size people in clothing, clubs, all kinds of areas. You can have a business for plus-size people and make a great living.
Surprisingly, though, very few businesses are tapping that market. Marshall Cohen is chief retail analyst with the NPD Group.
We're talking about almost 30% of the population. But when you look at the fashion business, which is really one of the few areas where you can quantify it, it represents less than 18% of the total apparel business. This is a very underserved market.
Why? Marshall says obesity carries a daunting social stigma, so retailers tend to devote very little store space to the overweight crowd. And when a recession hits, like, say, the one we're in now, the plus-size department is the first to go.
You know, much like somebody who's on a diet, it roller coasters. It goes up and it goes down. The retailer goes in the business, out of the business.
But there are signs businesses are more willing to stay in. Torrid, a new offshoot of punky fashion chain Hot Topic, peddles trendy clothing exclusively to overweight teens and young adults. Target followed suit in April with its own line of oversized styles for juniors. Meanwhile, promoter Lisa Marie Garbo just launched a second Club Bounce in Phoenix, and she's not stopping there.
I personally would love to go to Texas for my third club because Texas is known for bigger is better.
In Long Beach, I'm Rico Galliano for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.